And good morning. It's 9:04. We are live here on Talk Radio AM 640. Ryan Bonner with you here. It's about 2 degrees. Feels bang on zero. And that's what we'd expect. It's Christmas. It's we're entering the winter season. And somebody doing it with me here is Paul Tobey, CEO, Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. And you can always call Paul 416-444-PROS. That's 444-7767. And it's Christmas. You may have questions about, you know, running your business, ramping up your digital marketing approach for the Christmas season. There are a lot of products, a lot of services that kind of look at this time of year. And this is where you can make a pile of money, but you have to do it properly. And I'm sure, Paul, you've helped many people do that over the years. And we will be talking, though, about something just as important. The people you hire for your company. This hour, I would say they're pretty key next to having customers. Would it not be correct?
Well, if you want to help people for a living, you got to have a good team. So that's what we do. And well, first of all, good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. You? Not too bad.
Yeah,
nice and cozy here.
It's actually a nice morning here in Toronto. Lovely drive down the Don Valley, absolutely free and clear of traffic, which was nice.
No road tolls needed for
some,
that.
We've had some parade issues the last little while.
Yes.
But today was good. Good morning, everyone. Whether you're sitting having breakfast or you're at Starbucks or Tim Hortons, whatever your pleasure, whether you're driving, stick around for the next hour because it's critical that we as businesses make intelligent decisions when it comes to marketing online. Digital marketing, as it's known as, or formerly known as internet marketing. What we tend to do, Ryan, is we tend to put our faith in subcontractors, companies, marketing agencies. Sometimes we hire internally. But the problem with that is that if we don't know the right questions to ask and we are relying on their expertise, but yet we don't necessarily know what they do and how they do it, we have no framework or scale to measure results by. So I always come back to, and we've talked about this before, you just don't know what you don't know. So what we're going to talk about this morning, and I've actually brought in a very special guest that I'll introduce in a little bit.
But sure.
We're gonna talk to him about the things that we do as a company to intervene when businesses don't get what they were promised. And this happens a lot.
It does. I was going to say, how often does this happen?
It's almost 100% of the clients that come through the door. They've purchased Infusionsoft, which is an advanced CRM, and they relied on some certified partner to help them with it, or they relied on Infusionsoft to help them, or they've had some proprietary online system built by some company, mostly in the U.S., and at the end of the day, it just flat out didn't work. They didn't get any traffic. They didn't get any sales.
Now, is that their fault or is it the fault of the service they used? All the above, I guess?
Well, it's both the fault of the business owner and the company who's making the decisions on hiring and subcontracting, but it's also the problem for the companies that are doing it. Because in our experience, it's amazing, Ryan, honestly, to see what's out there. And this is one of the reasons why I actually chose to do this show. And we talked with Chorus about making this show. I wanted to educate people on what they're missing. And because we all seem to be in some kind of complacency. Like it's okay to pay for something and not get what we were promised.
Well, we're Canadian, right? Nobody wants to call anybody out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for letting me spend 10 grand and and the fact that it took 2 years to build my website. I'm okay with that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And, you know,
I'm going to call you out, but I'm sorry about doing it, that you haven't been giving me the results I want, but let's see if we can't make it work for another year or so. Yeah, I mean, you're right. You see that all the time with these companies where it's complacency.
It's a travesty.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to see legitimate, established companies, and we're not talking about small companies here. We're talking about companies that should be smarter than this, coming through the door with, you know, websites that are not even responsive, like they don't even work on mobile phones. Like, where are you? What century are you living in? It's ridiculous. And so what we're going to talk about is, well, how do you make these decisions? Who do you rely on? Who do you trust? Look, Ryan, we buy from people we know, we like, and we trust. And the reality of the situation is a lot of those times, you're not going to know who's doing the work for you. You don't necessarily like them because they're just subcontractors or you're hiring somebody. And how do you trust them? They don't really have a track record of success. And here's the first thing we're going to talk about is after the break, what we went through this week with the company. I'm going to give you a very specific example of what exactly happened, what they did, the mistake that they made, and how we as a company are trying to intervene, not trying, actually intervening, and how what our methodology is to fix the mess that they got themselves into.
And of course, as always, the phone lines are open. We are live here. It's 910 on Talk Radio AM 640. We're at 416-870-6400, star 640 on cell. Maybe Paul just described the situation you or your company's in. You had a project goal, and it's already been a year or two past that goal. And you're trying to think, okay, what do we do? Do I turf the people I've hired? I mean, what's the way forward here? They're still making promises. You can ask that question and many others of Paul Tobey here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, 416-870-6400. You can call Paul anytime, though, 416-444-7767 online, businessprosmarketing.com. Back to you in a moment here, Talk Radio AM 640. And it is 9:14. We are here live. If you have any questions for Paul Tobey, 416-870-6400. What kind of questions are you saying? Anything about your digital marketing approach? And Paul was just mentioning the word train wreck. Maybe you've already found yourselves in a business train wreck, or you know you're headed towards one. What can you do to put this train back on a safe set of tracks? That's what Paul's here to do. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And Paul, you were mentioning before the break that you've recently come into contact with a business who the people they had hired just were not getting it done for them. And how do you find yourselves in that?
So this company was a gym.
Okay.
And they run multiple boot camps in multiple places around the city. And they also have their own location for small group training. So they needed a system where people could go online, register for a 6-week or 16-week boot camp in multiple places at multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to use Infusionsoft. They'd purchased Infusionsoft, which is the most advanced automated CRM for small business.
It's a good program.
It's a great piece of software. We're the leading certified partners for it in Canada, but we didn't know this company, and they had gone to somebody else, somebody in the United States, which is pretty normal for a product like that because there isn't a lot of certified partners in Canada for this product. And so they went to the States and they hired this company. And they were supposed to build a system where people could register for all of these things in a few months. It was supposed to be ready by December 2015. So a year ago.
Yeah. And we're a
year
later.
So here they are in our offices this week, and it's still not done.
What were the excuses they were getting? Sorry, guys, we ran into some unforeseen problems.
Well, we didn't know. So what we did was we said, hey, we'll mediate because maybe they've built something that's amazing and we can help this client if we use that. And then because they had gone and they got a grant, we got them a grant to pay for our services.
Mm-hmm.
So if the system that this company built was good, then we could use our time on other things like generating traffic and overhauling the website to make it a better journey for the clients. And so what we did was we talked with the contractor, which is the United States company, and what we found out was they subcontracted the entire project to India.
What?
But so we've talked about this before. Remember I talked about how SEO companies work where you pay them $1,000 a month and they put 900 in their pocket and they give the other 100 to some company. So what there was online was we talked with the consultant from the company and the Indian developers in this call. And of course, it's like midnight for the Indian developers.
I was just going to say,
whatever.
You have a little bit of time.
And so we sat intently through this conversation and we're listening to it. And then we get to the end of it. So we started asking very specific questions because we have developers in our office, right, who speak the same language. And I speak the same language. And we're trying to get out of them how long it's going to take to complete. If they integrate it with the website, how long's that going to take? And what we kept getting was extremely vague answers.
Really?
And at the end of it, after like an hour of almost wasted time, our recommendation for the client was, drop it.
Just move away from the company.
First of all, their track record for delivery is not the best.
I wouldn't say
so. No matter what they say, time frame, add a year to it or whatever. Number two, it didn't seem to make any sense what they were trying to do. And so what a lot of these companies do is they talk circles around you with IT, and you're like, oh, well, that sounds really smart. I think that's...
Well, they know what they're doing.
They seem to know what they're doing. And what we realized is nothing would have been...
So is it that they weren't really trying to work in anything? It was more just, let's see how long we can drag this out, get some more money from these suckers.
And they wanted $3,000 more from them just to finish the original project. And now, because things have changed in the last year, they wanted to say, oh, well, we have to start all over again to do this other thing. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Shouldn't be the case.
And so I'm pretty sure there's like hundreds of companies out there that face this every day. And at the very least, look, and this is a very specific thing that I want to say here. If you just need us to mediate, if you just need our company to step in and see, is what was promised going to be delivered at any time? Did the benchmarks that they set out for the amount of leads they were supposed to get, did that come through? Did they set any benchmarks? Do they truly understand the online world, or are they just a bunch of web designers who make things up as they go along because you don't know what they're talking about?
Well, now here's a question too. So the company in the US that they originally sent, you know, said, hey, can you help us out? Were they aware of how the ball was being dropped halfway across the world? No. So they thought they were actually getting
Because they don't know either.
Well,
I was listening to the
out.
Consultant talk to the developers in India, and they're not even speaking the same language. If you've got to be a developer to talk to a developer. You got to know that language. Otherwise, they're just going to talk circles around you, and that's what happened. They talked, and she just kept saying, okay, well, that sounds good, and you know, you're going to get your project, and they seem to be working on it fine. And I'm like, no, that's not the situation at all.
Is there also an issue with contracting out that work to other parts of the world? I mean, does that have to happen in some cases? Or
this is common.
Yeah,
this is unbelievably common. We see this all the time, and it drives me nuts because I built a company and I train my own people. And I send my own people out for training. I don't rely on any subcontractors. If we bring in a subcontractor, it's in a very rare situation where there's some language that somebody built some proprietary system that needs to talk to our systems.
And so we might
bring somebody in for a few hours to kind of troubleshoot that. But for the most part, I've got everybody in-house.
It's all in-house, baby.
And that's rare. It's very hard to find these days because the concept, have you ever read The 4-Hour Work Week?
No. Well, I've seen it, but...
It's a book about basically working 4 hours a week and you subcontract everything to India and Pakistan and Philippines and whatever. And that's a very popular thing to do. But that doesn't mean you're getting what was promised.
Well, that's what we're talking about here. And that's what we're discussing here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. That's Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online. BusinessProsMarketing.com, 416-444-7767. If you heard that, you have any questions for Paul about that, if you are using a subcontractor or somebody else to tackle your digital marketing, you're thinking, wait a minute, this sounds all too familiar, you can give Paul a call now, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. We're back in a moment, though. Talk radio, AM 640. That's the phone number to call. It's 925. We are live Sunday morning. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Ryan. Paul Toby's here. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online, businessprosmarketing.com. And we're talking about if you contracted out your digital marketing, your website work to another company, maybe they're halfway around the world and you're displeased, I think is the key word here, with the work being done. And you've encountered that recently, Paul, the company that's reached out to you and you've seen it over the many years you've worked. Just a lot of unsatisfied companies out there, but yet they're complacent and they put up with this.
Yeah, and our track record when we deal with our clients is a very different thing. The way we operate and the way we work with clients is we lay out benchmarks for amounts of traffic, we lay out benchmarks for lead capture, we lay out benchmarks for sales, and we try to meet those as quickly as humanly possible. There's time frames. There's timelines set to that. We assign project managers to each thing. The entire company works on a project in the beginning, and then somebody manages that moving forward. But this is not a normal thing. Normally, in the digital marketing world, your project gets passed from concept artist to graphic designer to web designer to the online world. Nobody really factors in how traffic's going to get there. Nobody really factors in all of the things that are important in digital marketing.
It bounces around a bit.
So there's two ways to approach this as a company. The first one is, like most companies, subcontracted because you just don't have the know-how within your company, or you're not big enough to have your own IT department and marketing department. And obviously the second way is you hire. So we've been through both. We've seen companies do both, and we've consulted on both. But recently, we've had the opportunity to go through a hiring spree for our company because we're growing rapidly. Why are we growing rapidly? Because we're delivering on our promises. We actually have core values that include we honor our commitments.
Wait, that's a weird one.
And when you honor your commitments, sometimes you need to spend in order to honor those commitments. So we're spending a lot of money on HR, but we're hiring smart people. So to that end, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about here. So a lot of people think, you know, they don't want family working with them in their business. Yeah. I think that's that might not be the best approach, but maybe you don't like your family. I don't know, but I love my family. So my wife works full time in the company. She's one of the founders of the company, but also my son, who's 19 years old. He goes to university full time and University of Toronto in computer science, and he works for our company full time. So he's a busy Beaver. He moved out when he was 18 years old and moved into downtown Toronto, and he's completely on his own. And, you know, people are like, well, you hired your kid. I'm telling you, I only hire smart and valuable people. And Adrian has been invaluable to our company. So what we're doing right now, and he can talk about that. And by the way, good morning, Adrian.
Hey,
are you?
Adrian,
good morning.
How are you
doing? Thanks for getting up out of bed and coming to see us this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
No, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's not unusual for you to get out of bed early because you're at the office every morning by 8:15. Usually you're there before I am, which is amazing.
Open up.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk to you about, and Ryan, you can jump in anytime.
Sure,
if you
yeah.
think we're getting off track.
No, I'll put us right back on again.
So what we did was, recently we need a web designer, because even though you and I do that, and we've been doing it for Blue Water, and we've been doing it for all these companies, it's nice to have somebody in the office who can just take care of that for us.
We build everything on top of Aveda, which is a theme in WordPress, which we are extremely familiar with, which we use for all of our clients.
And you're not only familiar with WordPress, you actually built plugins for WordPress that were approved by WordPress.org.
Oh, really? Like the people.
And I just want to, you know, I just want to point out, he is 19 years old. Like, I mean, this is, in terms of IT, I don't think I've ever run into anyone who's so open to learning and mastering new things. That, you know, that's the kind of person you want to hire. So we gave Adrian the responsibility with other team members to do go through the interview process. So what were some of the things, Adrian, that you talked to these hires and that you noticed that was kind of consistent amongst all of them? And what would you like to have seen?
Right. So a while back, we needed to bring on a new team member in order to take kind of the responsibilities of the easy things to do for our clients off of my shoulders and off of Mike's shoulders and off of the other team members, because frankly, we just had more important things to do. So,
okay.
In truth. So we started bringing in new people, but the problem was the first new person that we had brought in ended up not being what he promised he was. Mm-hmm. So he had gone through an interview process with just our head of HR person, and had not been okayed by the rest of the team. So I intervened and said, all right, so if we're going to bring in a new team member that's going to take on these responsibilities and is going to be successful at those responsibilities, the rest of the team needs to have an input on whether this person would be a fit, whether this person can actually do it.
Which makes sense, qualified,
right? Are they qualified? What are they, in order to take,
because you could put
position.
Anything on a resume, but how do you tell whether they're qualified? So to you, what meets the qualifications? Like, give me the top three.
So in order to meet the qualifications of the job that we currently have open, which is a front-end web developer who can work around WordPress and digital marketing skills is a plus, but not necessary. You need to be able to talk the language. You need to be able to learn and adapt extremely quickly. And you also need to be able to implement in a short amount of time. So far, I've interviewed two people that's come into the office. One of them had a background in all of the hard skills of like coding and PHP and all of these things.
Which is great.
But he was a soldier. He didn't have much of like the decision making, design kind of. He didn't really know how to look at the big picture. He knew how to implement small parts of the picture, mm-hmm. but that's okay. So like we could use a soldier on the team. And the same goes for the other person that I talked to. He came in. He was a little bit more junior than the first person I had interviewed. Also, no digital marketing expertise whatsoever. But he knew how to implement and he knew how to work around the WordPress framework and he knew how to do these things. But it's extremely difficult to find someone who has like the digital marketing skills because it's kind of something that you just have to trial by fire.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Trial by fire.
You have to throw them into a situation
and see how they
perform.
React.
So, yeah. So we've learned over time that we just give them a project to do. You've got a day to complete this project and we measure how far they got.
Basically, which is
brilliant. We'll give them guidelines, obviously, and you have to use this software and this software. But one of the things that we're what is the main thing that is missing from this entire picture we're going to talk about after the break?
Sure.
It's like what are they all missing, and that companies need to be aware of, because when you hire these people or you subcontract them, you need to know this. So we're going to tell you what it is when you get back.
If you have any questions here for Paul, Toby, and Adrian, it's 416-870-6400. If you are doing the hiring process right now or about to, and you have questions about how to weed out the people who may be stretching the truth, how about that? You can give us a call now. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. It's Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back. We're live. It's 9:34 here on Talk Radio AM 640, Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Ryan with Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online, businesspros.marketing.com. Hey, we just got a tweet in from Philip. He says, the outsourcing issue happens to us as well. It's crazy. I hate it. Ugh. We were talking about that earlier, how you can hire a contractor, and in some cases, they'll contract it or subcontract that out to somebody else. But we're also talking about the interview process. When you're hiring somebody for your company, it can be a daunting task, and sometimes you're just not asking the right questions. And we have with us Adrian. He's an Infusionsoft certified partner in IT with the Business Pros people. And Adrian, you were saying that, you know, you have to ask the right questions in
right.
the interview.
So having taken over kind of the interview process in order to find a proper fit for the digital marketing team at Business Pros Marketing, I have taken what the company that Paul was talking about earlier, the gym company, because they came at the beginning of the week, and we've looked at the hiring the last two people within that week.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken their project, and I've used it as kind of a case study in order to test on the spot the kind of decision-making capabilities of the people that are coming into the office. So they had a system where Paul had explained earlier that someone will end up on their website and they'll choose a location and they'll have to choose a time, and then it brings them to a checkout process. So after basically talking about these people for their skills and interviewing them and what are the hard skills that you have, how good are you making about decisions, how would you implement that system? And when it comes to that, when you really look at like the how are you going to do this, it kind of brings out whether they're capable or they're not.
Or they know what they're talking about or not.
Do they know what they're talking about?
So therefore, one of the best things you could do is if somebody is, you're going to hire them as a developer or a marketer for your company, is to literally give them a project.
Yeah, a test basically is
give them
what
a test.
It is.
But if you don't know what that test is, maybe you might want to call our company and ask us, well, how do we test them?
what are the secrets?
Some of the things that we give them? Or if you want to send them to us and we'll interview them and test them, we can absolutely do that. We can consult on all levels
that's
of digital
great.
Marketing. So that's one of the services that we just provide. We give people advice and information. That's why we have the training company, because we train a lot of companies. They send their people to us and we train them and send them back.
Well, if you think about it, somebody running the company, they may know, you know, about the product or the service they're putting out there, but they don't know the other aspects of running a company, right? They don't know the correct questions to ask. They hate doing the interview process. You know, they figure that what they ask, oh, what makes you such a great candidate? Well, I'm good with teamwork and I work well with others. And they go, okay, that sounds great. You know, they don't know the correct things to ask.
Well, you know, funnily enough, and Adrian knows this, is that we as company executives had to learn how to hire.
Oh, really?
Like, you can't just say, well, let's just go hire smart people, yeah, or let's just go hire based on skills. We actually don't hire based on skills. You have to have some, but that's not the most important criteria. We actually hire on core values, which is a very different way of hiring. And we hire and we fire if you violate those core values. Like, we honor our commitments. We love what we do.
Which is
another
important.
Another core value is we make no excuses and we sweat the details. So, I mean, a lot of people don't have those sets of core values. We had to develop ours, and then we had to learn how to hire based on those things. I think what's important in this part of the discussion is to really let people know, well, what is the criteria for subcontracting and for hiring? And that's what we're talking about. And Adrian brings up a good point when he says, you got to test them. You can't just take whatever they say and whatever they do. Talk about in an interview and take that as the truth.
And then hope it works out down the road.
Yeah, obviously, they got to do references. But, you know, if you do references, the company who got rid of them is going to be, you don't know what they're going to say or how they're going to say it. That's not the criteria. If you get three references from a family member or a company, that's not necessarily going to help you.
Or maybe it's a company that wants to get rid of them and they'll say, yeah, they're the best employee ever. Please take them. Go ahead. Yeah.
So let me invite people, because I want to talk about this further. And, you know, we only have an hour, which to me, I think I should have six because, you know, do you know the shortest seminar I do is 18 hours?
Holy smokes.
That's
really?
The shortest. We have a 102-hour seminar called Digital Marketing and Sales Certification. So I want to.
Jeez.
So we got an hour, right? I'm trying to get it all in an hour. If you go online to businessprosmarketing.com/invite, so go to businessprosmarketing.com/invite, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Monday morning, 9 a.m., I'm going to be 2 hours online on a webinar. If you've never been on a webinar before with me, that's a fun. That's like a treat. Because I sit there with my computer and I show people how we help our clients, some of the mistakes that they've made. And from that, they should have enough information to know what they don't know. You can't know what you don't know. So I'm going to, I always show people what they don't know.
So it's businessprosmarketing.com/invite.
Invite. Or you can just call. Call the company right now.
Or you can give us a call here right now, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell.
Yeah, you can call us too.
Yeah, we're here. We're live. We're doing it. The three of us here. If you have any questions for Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, you can ask those questions next on the Business Pros Radio Hour. It's Talk Radio, AM 640. It's 9:44. We're live this Sunday. It's Ryan Bonner here. Paul Tobey's with me, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Those phone numbers, 416-870-6400. I want you to pound those into whatever phone or device you have and give us a call here because this is really your chance to talk to Paul about the issues you may be having with your company, your digital marketing approach. You're trying to hire somebody. You're thinking, somebody you can hire in India or Poland or somewhere to handle our digital marketing. And there's a little voice in your head saying, don't do it.
Yeah. Ryan, you make a good point. The popularity of Upwork and subcontracting through things like Upwork, that's massive because, you know, for $50, you can get somebody to make your logo for you.
That's so cheap.
But I can tell you this, a logo will never make sales.
No.
Doesn't matter how great it is. So there's certain things that you can subcontract and feel good about. But if you subcontract digital marketing, that's a whole different thing.
But it's so cheap if you subcontract it in
some
cases.
And if it's cheap, you know, it's like buying a cheap car versus a value-based car or a luxury car. Like, I mean, you get what you pay for. And the same goes for digital marketing. You get what you pay for. I mean, look at the company. They spent all this money, and a year later, they still didn't get their project.
Oh, you're talking about the gym company.
Yeah, the gym
that
company that we talked about earlier. So I was talking to Adrian on the break over here. And by the way, Adrian is my son. He's 19 years old, one of the most valued members of our company. And he speaks very eloquently, I think, for somebody who's 19 years old. I mean,
he doesn't live at home either, which is a plus.
He doesn't mix words. He's completely independent. He makes his own money, makes his own decisions. And he comes into work every day before everyone else. And he's amazing. And I was talking to him on the break about, you know, some of the mistakes that people make when they subcontract and they hire. And he said, well, I'd like to talk about Adrian?
So there are a few things to look for on a resume. So whether you're subcontracting or whether you're hiring, there are a few keywords to look for when you're looking for digital marketing expertise or you're looking for front-end web development expertise. And having sorted through at least 30 resumes within the last week alone, there's a few hiccups that happen when you get really, really, really smart people giving you a lot of information that you're not necessarily looking for. So, for example, on some of the resumes that I've got, there's literally 30 different types of programming languages that they know, and they went to this course, and they studied for 3 days, and they built this project. But that's really a lot of frivolous stuff, because when you're asking for something really simple, like, I just need a web page built on my WordPress website using this drag and drop theme.
You know, the reality is, you don't actually need any of those programming languages to build a web page.
You don't need any of that, all
those
courses.
So you could pile up your resume all day long with PHP and HTML5 and, you know, compliant this and compliant, but we don't use any of that
stuff. But it looks impressive, though, and it'll fool some people into thinking, wow, they have all this. They must know what they're talking about.
What's the most valuable skill, Adrian, outside of on understanding WordPress and a theme like Aveda, it would be CSS, right? If you need need some custom designing done, CSS is probably, which is not that actually hard to learn, and we can train people on that. But if you load up a resume with all of that stuff to make yourself look impressive, it doesn't mean anything to us.
It doesn't, yeah. So it doesn't mean anything to us as a company, because having really known all of these languages that they're talking about, I'm like, that's great, but that doesn't build a WordPress page in less than 5 minutes. Right?
Which is what you're looking for.
Which is what we're looking for. When we subcontract, or we don't subcontract, but when we do something for a client, we expect it to be done quickly, right? And just because you know all of these languages doesn't mean that it gets done quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we don't actually program anything. We don't, like, build proprietary web pages. We use software to help us do it.
That's the Infusionsoft.
Because it's not how you build a web page in terms of what language you're using. It's about what the end result is, the journey that the client takes to make that impressive. We talked about user experience on this show before. Make it a valued user experience. You actually don't need to know HTML to make a valuable user experience. You don't need that. And so finding people who actually understand the digital marketing big picture, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people who have that experience. And if they don't, which it doesn't seem that they do,
no.
What we end up doing is we train them in-house. So we pick the smartest people we can find, and we test them based on that criteria, right? Intelligence is an important thing, right? Are you able to pick up things quickly? Mm-hmm. Do you understand the nature of all software and how it functions? If you need help, where do you get help? Because we don't have time to micromanage everything people do. How do they solve their own IT problems? That makes sense?
Yeah. And so basically you're saying is if you're a employer and you're hiring, don't be fooled by all the flash that somebody may throw down on their resume.
The flash is frivolous.
Yeah.
It really is.
People put flash on their resume.
Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking that experience working
we
with flash. Yeah.
Honestly, no. We don't need any flash developers.
No, you're not into that sort of thing.
Oh. People put it on their resume though. It's incredible.
Well, it's but again,
I want to
you're trying to
people,
build yourself
I want
up,
to invite
right?
people to the webinar tomorrow, because we're going to continue this conversation 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, businessprosmarketing.com/invite, 100% free, going to be on a webinar for a couple hours. If you tune in for at least 15 minutes, I'll send you the recording, right? So you don't have to be there for the whole 2 hours. But if you just tune in, you're going to end up getting the recording, and it's going to be probably the most valuable training that you'll get in a long time.
And I'm looking at businessprosmarketing.com/invite, and it says fill out the form on the right to register for Monday morning's Inside Advantage webinar. And as you said, it's 100% free. We still have time here, your last chance this hour, to talk to Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, 416-870-6400. We're live here, 951 on Talk Radio AM 640. Back in a moment. And we're here live, 954. Ryan with you, and Paul Tobey's here as well, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And this is your chance to call in if you have any questions for Paul or Adrian about your digital marketing approach, building a website, the hiring process for your company. You can ask and basically get your company name out there if you'd like to. That's basically what we're doing the last few minutes here, Paul. And again, if people need help, businessprosmarketing.com is where they go.
So I gave, you know, we talked a little bit about testing people and how fast things need to happen in this competitive environment that we're in. before we got here, this morning, Adrian, I met him downstairs in the parking lot. We came upstairs and I said, Adrian, I need you to get a lead capture form online for the Monday morning Inside Advantage webinar that we're running at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Okay, here's what we're going to do. So we were 5 minutes before the show started that Adrian started that project.
He was actually at the computer.
He's actually
right now.
Computer, yeah. Not even his own computer, right? So let's ask him what he did. So what was your process? So I asked you to get a lead capture page online that captures leads and puts them into a webinar for tomorrow morning. How did you do that?
So thankfully, the webinar was already set up by Mike last Thursday. So all I really had to do was go into the computer, log into a software called LastPass, retrieve my passwords for all of my various programs that I use, log into the website, /WPAdmin, go into there, create a new page, use the little drag and drop builder, drag it in a couple of columns, go to Infusionsoft, add the web form, attach to the campaign, set the thank you page of that to an already existing thank you page that just says thank you for registering. And then grab the HTML code for that web form, stick into another software, which is in WordPress called Formlift, which is actually a plugin that I designed for WordPress, and then embed that on the page, publish, call it a day.
And that's it?
And that's it.
That's so simple.
And we've actually given people that test, and 6 hours later, we're still waiting for it to be completed.
Really?
He for did somebody it in to... 5 minutes.
But
that's what the way we operate as a company, because you know we're dealing with hundreds of companies who need their websites and their lead capture systems built quickly.
It's high pressure. And I was saying, some people are afraid, though, to run tests like that during an interview or hiring process because they don't want to put an interviewee under high pressure. They feel it's unfair or it's not putting them, you know, giving them the right sort of scenario or setting for the company. But you have to, to test them out, right?
I think that's
so
like
let's talk about the concept of unfair. Well, what is unfair exactly? And unfair to who and why and how? Is there a system of fairness in the world that we live in? No. Well, the reality is we live in a results-based world. If you want results, unfair is really their stuff. That's not our stuff. If we give somebody a project and it takes them 6 hours and it's still not done, how's that fair to us?
Exactly, which is the ultimate goal, right? Right. You want to be fair to you guys and the companies you're working for.
To me, there's no such thing as fair or unfair. There's results and there's no results. And if you want results... And you say to somebody like Adrian, this is what I need done, and you've got 5 minutes to do it, and it gets done, that's results-based. And that's the world that we live in, and that's our track record, and that's the kind of people that we like to work with. So if you're hiring somebody, and they're giving you some IT explanation that's 17 minutes long, and you don't understand it, and you say, well, they seem to know what they're talking about, we can build it faster than they can talk about it.
I think I clocked that. That was like less than a minute. You gave us that entire explanation there, Adrian. So that was.
And it's not just the explanation. He actually did it.
Yeah.
You saw him do it. He sat here before the show and built the lead capture page at businessprosmarketing.com/invite with the lead capture form, which is, you know, a form that he had to get from Infusionsoft, and he had to attach it to an existing campaign in Infusionsoft. So.
And you didn't have to subcontract that out either.
All in-house.
There we go. And that's what the Business Pros approach is online. Businessprosmarketing.com. You can call Paul 416-444-PROS. That's 444-7767. And for tomorrow, it's a free webinar. It's the Monday Mornings Inside Advantage webinar. Businessprosmarketing.com/invite. Right, Paul?
Yeah, or they can call the company, like the number you just get. So either way... We'd love to see you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., because we're not going to be back until next Sunday.
That's right. And we'll do it again at 9 a.m. next Sunday here, Talk Radio AM 640.